advisement. Our next case this morning is Orem against the Commissioner of Internal Revenue. Mr. Orem.
Good morning. My name is Keith Orem. By way of background, I'm not a trial attorney, and I'm not certainly not an appeals attorney. I'm actually a patent attorney. My office is, we have a
But
tiny
you've just seen a good example of the proposition that a lawyer who represents himself has a fool for a client, leading to the question why you are here.
Well, that's a very good point. I've said that to many clients. I think Abraham Lincoln may have said that. A fool for a client and a fool for a lawyer. One reason is the financial considerations of hiring a tax specialist to represent me. In fact, on the earlier part of my case, I did have a not a lawyer, but a tax expert helping me with the case. So I haven't done the whole thing by myself. But I would like to provide a little bit of background for the court in considering the factors that perhaps should have been balanced here in my case. Again, I'm a patent lawyer in a small firm in the Monadnock building. We've been there since 1913. We basically had a downturn in our business in 1998 and 1999, which led to the tax problem that I have now, unpaid taxes from those years. The main asset, which is subject to a levy action in this case, would be a house in LaGrange Park, which I live in with my wife and young son, which I inherited from my parents when they died when I was about 21 years old. I'm an only child. That gives a little bit of a background. I'm not a tax protester. I'm a very patriotic person, and I feel embarrassed that I haven't paid my taxes. The main point, well, by the way, I understand I have 5 minutes. Is there a light that will go on and let me know when I'm getting close? Okay. Two main points I'd like to make, and that is that in sustaining the levy action, I believe that the IRS agent and the subsequently the tax court abused their discretion in view of the facts of the matter. Digging into this sort of after the fact, I'd like to step back and make one more comment. I'm viewing this thing probably more like most people would, that is from the standpoint not of a tax lawyer but from a taxpayer. So I'm reacting to the information I received from the IRS during
yes,
the course of this.
Yes, but we are going to view it from the perspective of judges. And the first question is whether we have any jurisdiction. And I'm not worried particularly about the 1998 tax year, because the issue is identical to 1999. I'm worried about the question whether we have any authority to review the commissioner's decision about what is an appropriate collection approach to use. I mean, you may have a right to get the commissioner's view, to submit positions to the commissioner, but what is the authority for us to engage in judicial review of the commissioner's administrative collection decision?
Well, it's my understanding that the issue on that, on the jurisdiction, is that the 1998 tax year...
I'm not worried about the 1998 tax year. Let's talk about the 1999 tax year.
Well, 99 tax year.
Our jurisdiction is to review judgments of the tax court about the amount of tax that's owed. There is no dispute in this case about the amount of tax that's owed. Why do we have any jurisdiction?
Well, I believe the jurisdiction is conferred because of the fact that I appealed in a timely manner to the 1999, at least on the 1999 tax issue, from the decision of the tax court. And I believe that this court has jurisdiction to hear whether the tax court abused their discretion in considering the factors of the agent in their decision to sustain a levy action in view of the many procedural missteps which I've identified in my brief, for example.
You're not addressing the question I asked. Isn't our jurisdiction limited to determining to the tax court's view about the amount of tax owed? The commissioner makes this argument. You don't ever address it. And we, of course, need to address it.
Well, it's my understanding that it was my understanding all along that the jurisdictional issue only related to whether the 98 tax year would
be. No, it's not. The commissioner makes a distinct argument, but if you're not prepared to address it, please go ahead.
Well, again, from the perspective of a taxpayer, and looking at the agent's decision to sustain a levy and also the tax court's decision to sustain that, a number of missteps, procedural missteps, I think, were identified. One is that the internal log of the agent himself indicated that they determined that no levy should be sustained based on the fact that there was never a notice of termination of the original installment agreement sent. I've identified that some of the internal documents in the IRS records actually have the wrong address. Is this 5 minutes? Another consideration I think the court should understand is that there was no evidence of a proper balancing on the part of the agent, and subsequently the tax court, I think, improperly sustained the agent's actions. For example, the agent determined that that there was not enough information to allow an installment agreement to go forward, but there was enough information to sustain the levy. Also, she determined that there was sufficient income for me to for her to reject an offer in compromise. I had enough income to pay the tax over the life of the tax statute. But in view of the same information, she found apparently that there was insufficient income to pay, and therefore a levy action is the only means to collect the tax. And I think that this was a...
You want to know whether you'll be notified, your light is on.
Okay. Well, I'll stop and I'll have my rebuttal time then. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Oram. Ms. Moriarty.
May it please the court, I'm Regina Moriarty and I represent the commissioner. I think I'm tempted to ask if you have any questions that you might like me to address.
I have none.
That's a good question to ask. I don't have any.
And if you don't, I think I'll just rest on our brief. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You should be the counsel for Mr. Theobald.
Perhaps so. Thank you, Ms. Moriarty, and thank you, Mr. Oram. The case is taken under advisement.